In Flagrante Delicto, a Godoman's Potfic, written by Mazarin 221b and read by Literarian. Chapter 2. It's not that Aziraphale minded Crowley getting assignments. Not exactly. It's just that they'd been enjoying this last month in absolute bliss, free, well, mostly free, from the encumbering requests and orders from their various superiors, relaxed and carefree, and generally spending all their spare time in one another's pants. Or shirts. Or once in each other's swimming trunks, but Aziraphale would rather not repeat that particular experiment. So it's an odd feeling he gets one evening after Crowley had been absent for a day, off searching for some random part or other for the Bentley. An itching under the skin, a humming sort of awareness of his corporeal body that he can't seem to shake, no matter how hard he tries to distract himself. He finally stops trying to arrange a complete set of Dumas into an intricate, twisting little tower and stalks toward the back room, dissatisfied with himself and everything else. As he starts the kettle, the small bell over the door chimes. Of course, a customer, just as he was considering closing up shop. He steps out through the curtain and looks, prepared to hurry whoever it is along. When he sees the tall, lithe form right next to the door, his heart leaps. "Crowley, my dear," he says, delighted. "I was wondering when you'd be back. How did it all go then? Did you find your what's it?" Crowley doesn't say a word, simply turns to the door and locks it, flips the little sign over to closed, and pulls the shades down over the windows with a quick flick of his wrist. Aziraphale waits, heart hammering in his throat, worry beginning to set in his stomach. Has something happened? Are the powers that be coming for them again? Crowley turns back to him and slowly begins to walk forward. No, not quite walk, that's too mild a word for what he's doing. He's positively slinking, his hips swaying in an exaggerated sachet that Aziraphale can't take his eyes off of. He swallows as Crowley finally reaches him and leans so close the tips of his fringe tickle Aziraphale's forehead.
"Miss me, angel,"
Crowley says, then tucks a finger behind Aziraphale's tie and tugs it loose, before tracing his finger up the notch of Aziraphale's throat.
"Because I missed ye."
Aziraphale can feel his wits scatter under the onslaught, Crowley's prowling seduction almost too much for his heart to take. But as the buzz in his stomach settles into a more recognizable desire, he realizes that what he'd been feeling was what humans call horny, for lack of a better word. Repressed. Without release. No wonder humans spent so much time on sexual conquest. It was like a drug, heady and all-consuming, and the more you had it, the worse the cravings got. Oh well, if he had to be an addict, craving the touch of someone he loved so much was the way to go. Aziraphale winds his arms around Crowley's neck.
"I missed you terribly, darling."
He tilts his head, so Crowley can bend his mouth to the little spot behind his ear that never fails to make him shiver and moan, electric arousal singing along his nerves.
Good. I hoped you had. What would you think if I just didn't wait and took you right here?
Crowley murmurs into his ear, one hand drifting down over Aziraphale's arse.
Right over your desk, because...
He starts, then deftly opens Aziraphale's shirt buttons and presses a kiss to the skin revealed after each one.
You look delectable. I don't think I'll make it upstairs.
Yes, this is what he missed. The hot trail of lips over his chest, talented fingers making short work of his clothes. Crowley steps back just long enough to drop his own trousers, and Aziraphale hitches himself up on the edge of the desk and welcomes him between trembling thighs.
So beautiful, my angel,
Crowley whispers, his body pressed hot and wanting against Aziraphale's own.
Like splendor around the moon.
Aziraphale can feel his body unfurling, waiting to lay open under Crowley's ministering fingers. He hitches his knees over Crowley's arms. There's a heavy, blunt pressure. Then at once, with a gasp, Crowley is seated inside.
Oh, that's... yes, perfect.
Aziraphale pants, then allows his body to drop back against the desk, head lolling against the wall as Crowley rocks his hips into him, the desk creaking with every thrust. Oh, this is good. Crowley's cock hitting just the right angle, Crowley's hand tight around Aziraphale's cock and stroking. Really, it's more than good. This is wonderful, and he can't believe he'd wasted so many, many centuries before realizing just how perfect it could be, the two of them using the humanity they'd been given to the fullest. Aziraphale lifts his head. Crowley looks long gone, his mouth slack and open, breath coming in short pants as he whispers little endearments with every movement. Things like love and devotion and worship, and words entirely too filthy to be reproduced without a blush, even in Aziraphale's own mind, but ones that nonetheless make desire slip hot through his veins. They are close to the end. Aziraphale can feel the orgasm starting to wind tight in his stomach when the radio in the corner crackles to life.
Principality Aziraphale!
Booms the speaker. They both stop stock still, both panting, covered with a sheen of sweat. Aziraphale swallows.
Do I answer? He whispers. Maybe they'll think I'm not home.
What kind of stupid... Of course they'll know you're home. It's not like they can't figure out where a single angel is on the planet.
Crowley looks pained, and his hips shift just a little, enough to make Aziraphale gasp.
We know you are there, Aziraphale. This is Raphael. You're doing unspeakable things with that demon again, so I'll make this short. As the most experienced representative on Earth at this time, we are requesting your assistance with a negotiation in New York.
Aziraphale and Crowley look at each other, wide-eyed.
Short term only, a simple matter of keeping things on the slow and steady between the United States and Iran as we prepare a larger delegation to take over. This caught us all unawares, so we're a bit behind with briefings, you see. Contact us when you've decided. You have 1 week. We can discuss terms. Also, your dalliances have been noted in your eternal file. Not that you seem to care. Good day!
The radio goes silent. Aziraphale drops his head back against the wall and giggles that they'd been caught out a second time about the same assignment is too much for him. But then Crowley growls, low and hungry, and Aziraphale gets his mind and body back on the task at hand.